Oh, this is annoying.
What's that?
All these toys and what they're worth now.
Yeah, look, this is going to annoy quite a few people. We're board game FM at the moment with the Newcastle edition of Monopoly being given away.
Yep.
So we found these figures on some more old toys and what they're worth in today's terms if you were clever enough to hang on to them. Okay, who had a big Hot Wheels collection, car?
Oh, yeah.
Me.
That's right, Brucey. You had one.
I did.
I used to
play in the dirt every other day.
Same.
Love them. Now, maybe.
Hot Wheels, Matchbox cars.
Well, this one is probably one for our dads because it's a 1968 Hot Wheel. It's kind of cute. It's that real heavy metal.
Yep.
They were sold for about 70 cents back in the day.
Mm.
It's now worth about $750 Australian.
There you go.
Not bad, is it?
I can hear them running to the cupboard.
This is probably
Where is it?
More our era, Steve.
What's that, 1959?
No.
Look at the Barbie, but why? What else?
1982, and I know you had one of these, a G.I. Joe Breaker action figure.
I had a G.I. Joe. That could see all the action.
The action?
All the action.
Okay, you sounded like a Kiwi there.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, the action.
No, it's really good, bro. He had an eye, so you could look it through the back of his head and you could see through his eye.
Oh, that's cool. $6 Million Man had one too.
He had one too.
G.I. Joe Breaker action figure.
How much is this thing worth?
It's worth about $500 today.
Where is it?
It was in the days when they had real hair, though, real beard.
Yeah.
My G.I. Joe had a real. He was a ranger, and he had real beard and hair. I had so many outfits.
Well, there's also. Did you have a Care Bear?
No, I did not.
did you have a Care Bear?
I'd like to reiterate that I had a G.I. Joe that had lots of really good, tough army outfits.
And proper hair. He's fixating on the hair for obvious reasons. The vintage Care Bear dolls that were around in the 80s, they're now worth, they haven't gone up much in price. They're only about $125.
See, the 1980 Transformer figures, I didn't get into Transformers.
Nah, neither did I.
First time around, it wasn't until the movies came out later.
They're not bad though, $1,400 if you did hang on to one.
Yeah.
A Rainbow Bright doll from 1980, they're up to about $650.
Did you have one of those?
No.
Did you have a Polly Pocket?
Listen, rub it in. You know I had a Miss Colleen doll, which was the poor knockoff from Coles.
Oh. She's a poor girl. It's a pour-off. Miss Colleen had a denim miniskirt, thongs and a tat.
She did. And a packet of, you know what, shoved up a singlet top.
Yeah, I'd probably reiterate, say cigarettes.
Oh.
Yes, thank you.
I didn't think you were allowed to say that on the radio anymore.
Probably not, but it's better than the other version.
Packet of, yeah.
Oh, look out. Hello, Miss Colleen. Bit cranky this week, are you? Yeah, no, okay. Well, you win your pour off, mate.
Yeah.
My G.I. Joe.
Steve's rich and your G.I. Joe, you're rich.
Well,
basically.
He was the son of a fisherman.
Yeah, I was. I must say, I did have top dollar G.I. Joe gear.
Yeah.
I even had a moon outfit.
Okay, rub it in,
yeah,
I say.
Yeah. Miss Colleen just mooned people.
Yes, she did.
I wonder how much Miss Colleen's worth these days.
Look, when you could throw her in with the bananas and the Milo, I don't think she's worth much these days.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
How good was it when Miss Colleen got that car? I know it was second hand, but she could drive to Centrelink with all of her friends.
Oh.
It's 8:18. Triple M's Tenure and Steve for breakfast.
Oh, we're doing pour off. It's good. Oh, well.